Welcome to Accounting 101, Episode 1, Assets, Liabilities, Equity, Revenue, and Expenses, ALRE. Accounting 101 to me is really about three main things. It's about 1, learning the 5 types of accounts, which are assets, liabilities, equity, revenue, and expenses, as well as the contra accounts, which we will discuss in a later episode. 2, identifying the type of accounts being affected in a transaction and whether you want to increase or decrease each account. And 3, whether to debit or credit each account to get your desired result. A journal entry is how you record a transaction. A journal entry must always, always have an equal number of debits and credits. Debits are made on the left side of the ledger and credits are made on the right side of the ledger. When you think debit, you should think left side. When you think credit, you should think right side. When you actually write out a journal entry on a piece of paper, you write out each account being affected and the amount. The debit will be above the credit, and the credit will be indented below the debit. So picture it this way. Let's say cash is being debited. We would write cash, and then a bit to the right of that, on that same line, we would write the amount. Let's say $100. The credit, which we will say is revenue, will be directly below cash and will be indented as if you hit the tab button on the keyboard. And that amount will also be $100 and appear on the same row as revenue. Because as we just discussed, debits and credits are always equal in a journal entry. So you will see your debit to cash, and right below that you will see revenue indented, and on each row you will see $100. You should be able to draw a vertical line between the two $100 amounts. $100 debit to the left for cash, that's your debit column. $100 credit to the right for revenue, that's your credit column. I'd also like to point out that you will see debit abbreviated as DR and credit abbreviated as CR. As I stated earlier, the 5 primary types of accounts are assets, liabilities, equity, revenue, and expenses. You should go ahead and start remembering that as the acronym ALRE, because that's how I'm going to be referring to those types of accounts going forward. There should be a hyphen between ALE and the RE to denote the difference between the 3 accounts on the balance sheet and the 2 accounts on the income statement. Assets, liabilities, and equity are on the balance sheet, and revenue and expenses are on the income statement. The first type of account is assets. This is the stuff we own, and when I say we, let's pretend that we're a company, and that's the perspective I will be explaining the transactions that we are doing during the podcast, as if we are writing up the books of our company. And that's the perspective that you should be observing transactions from as you determine how to treat them in your accounting class. Assets can be cash, land, equipment, buildings, automobiles, office furniture, stocks, accounts receivable, loans due to you from other people, goodwill, and anything else that a company may own. The second type of account are liabilities. Liabilities are the opposite of assets. This is the stuff you owe other people. This includes accounts payable, loans you owe, credit card debt, unearned revenue for money that you've collected but have not yet performed the services to earn, and other things that you may owe to someone else. The third type of account in ALRE is equity. Equity is the book value that you have in a company. Equity is calculated by taking your assets minus your liabilities. An easy way of thinking about this is a car or a house loan. If you purchased a house for $500,000 and you still owe $300,000 on the mortgage, your equity would be $200,000. You may see different types of equity, called owner's equity, partner's equity, or shareholder's equity on a balance sheet. And this depends on the type of entity that is being presented, but it's all the same concept. For corporations, you will also see paid in capital accounts, retained earnings accounts, and treasury stock accounts. Distributions are also part of equity, and this is when the owner takes money out of the company, but not through salary. Revenue is the 4th type of account in ALRE. And it's on the right side of the hyphen in ALRE, meaning that it is on the income statement. Revenue consists of the sales of goods or services that you make to your customers. You only recognize revenue when you perform the service or make the sale. If you have not earned the revenue by performing your end of the deal, you would be increasing an unearned revenue account, which is a liability, rather than increasing revenue. I also want to note here that there are two main methods of accounting that you will run into, accrual and cash, and that affects when you recognize revenue and expenses. Accrual is the default type of accounting that you will see. If something is using cash basis or another basis of accounting, it should say so. You should assume that any of the accounting that you see in your accounting class is accrual unless it says otherwise. The last primary type of account in ALRI is expenses. Expenses are also on the income statement, and these are the costs that you incur to run your business. This includes paying salaries, rent, utilities, insurance, automobile expenses, and any other legitimate cost to run your business. Cost of goods sold is also an expense that you will run into quite a bit. And these are the direct costs to your revenue. For example, if we are manufacturing chairs, the materials that we are using to make the chairs, the wages of the employees that are making the chairs, and probably some of the other costs would be included in our cost of goods sold. Revenue minus cost of goods sold equals gross profit. The main thing I want you to take away from this episode is remembering ALRI, knowing what each letter in ALRI stands for, and that the hyphen separates the balance sheet accounts from the income statement accounts. We're going to build more upon ALRI in our next episode as we learn how debits and credits affect each type of account. Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you next time.